The document we launched this week is called Towards a United Ireland, and it's a discussion document. So it sets out one scenario with which we believe a United Ireland may look like. It's absolutely fair to say that the Brexit result has changed everything. The majority of people in the north, for example, voted to remain part of the EU, and they face the prospect of being removed from the European Union against their wishes. So undoubtedly there are people who up until this point were reluctant or in some cases even hostile to have a discussion about a United Ireland, are now open to having that debate and having a conversation about what that United Ireland would look like. Our document makes the case that a United Ireland makes sense in terms of the economy, for public services, for investment, exports, agriculture, policing and justice, as well as things like sport, as well as in terms of inclusion and diversity. And what we hope to achieve by this document is the beginning of a very in-depth conversation whereby other political parties, for example, who all claim to also want to see United Ireland, would give their vision. And what I would hope to see is that we would all come together, all of us who advocate a United Ireland, come together to set out a model of what we think that United Ireland will look like in terms of the constitutional provisions that will be put in place, so that then we can set about persuading those people who have yet to be convinced of the merits, so that when referendum is held north and south on the option of a United Ireland, that we'll be in a position to actually win that referendum.
So within the government, in the wake of launching this discussion, what is the next step?
Well, the next step is rolling the document out. So we intend to hold a number of public meetings, we'll be issuing newsletters, we'll be setting out our case, because to me, the discussion and debate on a United Ireland has been shut down far too easily in the past. People say things like it simply can't happen, or it would cost too much, or now isn't the right time. What we're saying is now is very much the right time. Rather than costing, a United Ireland would actually be economically beneficial. And to say it wouldn't work, to me, goes against the very instincts of the Irish people. We're a great country. We have been impeded from reaching our full potential by the fact that we're partitioned. Nobody has realised that more than people along the border region who have suffered as a result of the highest emigration, the highest unemployment rates, the lowest rates of investment. And what we now say is that now is the time to plan and build the maximum support for unity. The leadership of those political parties who say they want to support Irish unity can act together to provide leadership to deliver it. It's a provision within the Good Friday Agreement. That agreement allows for the peaceful and democratic constitutional change through referendums north and south. What we want to do is bring it to the point where that referendum is held, and more importantly, we want that referendum to be won so that we can actually see a situation where we have a United Ireland. And it's imperative in the meantime that the Irish government prepares a real plan for unity. So we hope that in the next term of the Oireachtas there will be the development of an all-party group that would bring forward a green paper for unity, so that when people are going to the polls to vote on a United Ireland, they know exactly what it is they're going to be asked to support.